Hello, everyone. This is Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network. I am so excited for our podcast today on talking about how businesses can utilize LinkedIn to grow their business. And we have Shannon on with us today. Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shannon, and my company's name is Up Automation, and we specifically do LinkedIn lead generation for digital marketing agencies. And the main reason we started focusing on that was because I myself had my own agency, and we were having problems getting people. We didn't have problem getting people to book calls. We just had problem closing sales, and I needed a consistent way to generate leads. And so through some discovery and some conversations, we started focusing on digital marketing agencies, and then I turned my business around to completely focus on bringing people in and showing them how to use LinkedIn as well as maintaining their own LinkedIn accounts. 80% of the leads out there are highly qualified prospects will be found on LinkedIn. And we've been in business for about 2 years, but I've had my own business of some sort online since 2005.
Wow, that is amazing. So walk us through, before we dive into brand messaging and how businesses can utilize LinkedIn, walk us through the process of how agencies can gain business using LinkedIn.
One of the main things is your profile. Your LinkedIn profile is the key. One of the first things you want to do is you want to completely optimize it from the background header all the way down through your summary. Most business profiles or most agency profiles that I see when they're using their personal profile, all they do is talk about themselves. And quite honestly, when your prospects are trying to find you, they don't really care about you. What they care about is they've got a pain point and they want to know if you can solve it. Does your agency solve their pain point? And so when you really structure your profile in a way that addresses pain points and asks questions that kind of hit that button, that's where you're going to get your engagement. But when you start connecting with people, the first thing they're going to see is your profile. So profile optimization is numero uno.
Okay. So I love how you're talking about these pain points, because I think that that's one of the top thing that people miss, because they are so worried about talking about them, like they miss what's in it for their client. And so before we jump into the pain points, talk to us a little bit about the brand messaging. How can you incorporate brand messaging into that LinkedIn profile? And are you doing that on both your personal profile and the company page, or just one or the other?
We just use the personal profile. Quite honestly, the company pages on LinkedIn, as far as I'm concerned, they're useless. The only thing that we can do with a company page is you can post articles and you can get people to engage, but we don't have the ability to send them direct messages. And that is why we use the personal profile, because that gives us the ability to directly engage with people who are likely interested in our products or services. And the way that we incorporate the brand, we go through a pretty lengthy onboarding process where we're asking several questions. We're really getting into the nitty-gritty of what are their products and services? Who are the people they've been working with? Who are the people they would like to work with? And what are some of the struggles that the agency deals with? And then we get into wanting to know more about their prospects. And really where we incorporate the brand is going to be when we ask a pain point or ask a question that addresses a pain point, how we incorporate the brand is when we offer the solution for that pain point.
Okay. So do you see any trends with LinkedIn that businesses should be really paying attention to besides, and we're going to talk a little bit further about identifying those pain points, but do you see any trends that businesses should really be following with LinkedIn?
The biggest thing with LinkedIn is don't message somebody and start talking about yourself. Again, they don't care. I see a lot of people on LinkedIn just sending out messages, talking about their podcast or talking about a service that they can offer, something that they can help them. And what they've completely missed is they didn't bother to ask a question about a pain point. All they did was just come out the gate running like, me, 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 we do this, we do this, I. Nobody cares. And so you might get a little bit of engagement, but you're not going to get a lot. And if anything, you're going to turn people off and they're going to, you know, disconnect from you. So you really, when you come at it with a short, ask a question, ask them, you know, how's business? Ask them, you know, one of my things is, you know, are you cold calling? Do you want to stop cold calling and have a consistent flow of leads coming in the door? That's a great question to ask. And it's an easy question for them to reply back. Yeah, I do. Or no, not interested. And that's a much better way to get people to engage than just coming right out the gate talking about yourself.
Exactly. I love that. Yeah. It's just, and that's just one small thing. You're changing that whole mindset of that conversation to about your potential client. And they're like, oh, they really do care about me, or they really do want to know what I'm up to. So just asking that question and really wanting to engage with them. That's huge.
Absolutely. Well, and people like to talk about themselves. So when you ask someone else a question that allows them to talk about themselves, absolutely. That's where you get the engagement.
Okay. So I am so excited. When we had our call before, obviously before this podcast, you had mentioned the before and after grid. So can you explain that to us a little bit more?
Absolutely. So the before and after grid, this is how you really figure out what the pain points are of your prospects. It's a really short little exercise. And in the write-up after the podcast, there will be a link to the article through a company called Digital Marketer. And it was going through this exercise that really helped me develop the pain points that my prospects are dealing with. And so what you do is you create a grid. At the top, you're going to put before, and on the next side, you're going to put after. And then you're going to put four lines. And so you'll have, feel, average day, and status. And so these are the four questions you're going to ask when you're trying to figure out what are the pain points of your prospects. So first thing you're going to ask is, what does your prospect have before they start working for you? All right. Are they frustrated? Are they annoyed? Do they have a lack of prospects? All right. So you'll write that in that box. Then you're going to ask, how does my prospect feel before they start working for me? Well, likely they're frustrated. They're a little concerned. They've got cash flow issues, all these different feelings. And then next you'll ask, so what is your prospect's average day look like before they start working for you? Or working with you? Well, your average day is they probably spend a lot of time cold calling and nobody's picking up the phone. And again, there's some frustration because they're cold calling, or they're knocking on doors, or they're going into businesses, and it takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And then the last question is, what is the status of your prospect before they work with you? And the status, again, kind of a repeat of the first three questions. You know, they're frustrated because they're consistently trying to reach out to people and nobody's picking up the phone, or their sales cycle's too long. It's just, they're frustrated. So that's how everybody feels before. Well, then you want to ask, well, what do your prospects have after they start working with you? Mm-hmm. All right. What do they have? They have a consistent, you know, now they've got leads coming in. They've got people who are interested in their products and services. That's fantastic. And then how do they feel after they start working with you? They feel great. The pressure's been released. Like, they've got a consistent, they're consistently talking to people that are interested in what they have to offer. What is their average day like after they start working with you? They're busy. They're doing what it is that they love to do. They get to offer their products and services to the people that are actively interested. And again, what's their status after they start working with you? They're happy. They're elated. They have a little more free time because this piece has been taken over, and now they can, again, do what it is that they love to do. They can work on their business instead of in their business. And that's basically the before and after grid. And it's through that, going through that little exercise, that you start to develop, okay, these are some questions I should be asking my prospects. You know, if their point is, I can't, we're cold calling, but I would like an easier way to get leads, then that's how I'm going to address that question.
Right. Okay.
You know, so,
now that you've identified like these pain points as far as like what they're struggling with and what that life looks like before working with you or, you know, the individual, and then that after, how do you tie those pain points into that brand message? Are you going off of the before content or the after, or how do you kind of marry the two?
So at the beginning of when we do our write-ups for the summary and we start to develop their prospect profile and their messaging, we go off the before. Because that's where you're going to be able to push the buttons. That's where you're going to get them to react. And so once they react and then they engage in the messaging, that's when we're able to offer up the after. The after is the solution. All right. And again, the solution isn't going to go in and you're not going to come in and be real braggy about what your company does. Again, you're going to talk about this is the solution to what ails you.
Okay.
And if you want to talk to me and learn more about what we do, then let's schedule a call. And you keep it really simple. And that's basically how we do it.
I love that. It's very, again, it's like, it amazes me. I think that the whole like online sales process is very overwhelming for a lot of business owners. But when you break it down and you really get in that space of your target market and your, you know, who they are, what do they feel like, you know, what are their pain points, that sales process becomes a lot easier because then it turns into that conversation. You're struggling with this, this, and this, and how do you want to turn it, you know, how do you want to turn it around? So it's a very simple process once you overcome like those pain points and really identifying what those are.
Absolutely. One, making this, so sales can be intimidating anyway. So when you turn this, when you think of sales as we're going to have a conversation, I'm going to learn about you, you're going to learn about me, it makes the process that much easier. And when it comes to whether or not someone wants to work with you, the biggest thing is they need to know you, they need to like you, and they need to trust you. And the way that happens is through that first conversation, and maybe there needs to be other conversations after that. But those are some three key ingredients that need to happen when before somebody decides to close with you.
I love it. And so as you know, B2B businesses, I mean, and it really honestly, you know, B2C too, but how crucial is it for them to have a strong LinkedIn presence? And should their posting, their content strategy also be around these pain points to relate with their target audience?
Absolutely. I highly recommend, you know, especially when we're working with clients, twice a week, post some content in your newsfeed. What that does is, so we're consistently building up their connections. You want to stay in front of them. And we also make sure that when we're creating and putting together the profile, that we've got their brand, their logo, something that really, you know, makes them stand out is present. So you want to stay in front of them. It takes the average of 7 times for somebody to see you before they actually will engage. And so get your brand out there, post a couple things a week, and stay relevant and stay on top of it and stay in front of the people that you're connecting with. It's very, very important. If you don't do it, maybe your process will be a little bit slower, but things tend to pick up when you're consistently on LinkedIn and you're active and you're actively engaging with the people who are engaging with you.
Right. And what do you think that sales cycle, like, you know, we always get asked, you know, well, how long is it going to take before we see results with LinkedIn and really building those connections? You're nurturing those relationships. How long, you know, should somebody give LinkedIn to be able to see results from it for their business?
6 months, 100%, 6 months. We did 468 leads for a company called The Draw Shop in 166 days, and that's almost 6 months. She was very actively involved in the process with us, and that's one of the things we tell our clients as well. You can't just come to us and think it's a set it and forget it. We constantly are working with you to optimize your message so that you get the highest engagement possible. I've seen people get engagement within the first 24 hours of us starting a campaign. And I've seen people not get anything at all, because there are some industries that LinkedIn just isn't going to work for. But sometimes we don't know that until we have a conversation. And I've turned business away because of an industry that I've already worked with. Someone else comes to me in that same industry. I've turned it away knowing that I can't get them the results that that I can get for other businesses.
Right. And I think that that's, you know, another key point is really knowing what social media platform is the best for your business. Because I know with us, we work a lot with the medical industries. And so LinkedIn is a big place where, you know, the doctors and office managers, that's where they're at. They're not on Facebook or, you know, so it's important as a business owner to know what platform is going to work the best. And you're right. Sometimes that's only, you know, to figure it out is trial and error. So, but you also, those pain points can also help identify if your target audience is on LinkedIn as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I love it. Okay. So what are the top three things that a business owner should be doing online to see a return from their marketing efforts?
Big one. So there's actually a quote by a gentleman named Harvey McKay. And he says, if you are consistent, you will get there. If you are persistent, you will get there. And if you are consistent, you will keep it. And I can't stress that enough. I find that most people don't give anything enough time to see results. Everybody wants a quick fix. And there's just no such thing as that. You have to be patient and you have to be consistent with what you're doing. I've been doing LinkedIn for a little over 2 years now. So, and I have some weeks that are slow and then I have some weeks that are really fast or that are really, really busy. So right. Consistency, if you're coming into it with this is going to be a quick fix, then first of all, you're probably not going to be an ideal prospect for me because you've got to think in terms of the long game. All right. Most things that are quick fixes, or if anybody calls it a quick fix, it's a fly by night. It's only going to last for a couple months and then it's gone. Because everybody else can pick up on it, and then it sort of ruins it for everybody. So LinkedIn is one of those things. You've got to be thoughtful. You've got to be methodical.
And do you have any tools, you know, again, I cannot agree with you more about the consistency. I feel like I'm always saying that to our clients. Like, you have to be consistent. You have to have a plan, you know, strategy for every aspect of your digital marketing. And with LinkedIn, you know, I would assume you need to know what articles that you want to be posting as an article, what type of posts you want to be putting up, what type of videos you want to be doing. And then, you know, that's just like the posting piece. Then what's that messaging piece? You know, who are you connecting with? So are there any tools or things that you use to help organize that LinkedIn strategy?
So one of the things that we use is, it's called LinkedIn Sales Navigator, and that's LinkedIn's social selling tool. It's a vital piece when it comes to identifying and getting in front of your ideal prospects, especially when you start connecting with people and bringing in leads. And the reason we use Sales Navigator is because they have a search function that is highly robust, and it allows us to save the searches so that we can consistently get in front of new people over a period of time. So that's one thing. Now, there are some third-party tools that help speed up the process, like Meet Leonard or Duck Soup or Linked Helper, and I think there's a few others out there. You've got to be careful, though. I don't really endorse using those tools simply because LinkedIn doesn't want you to use them. And it's too easy for people to abuse the process because they're trying to speed things up. So you definitely should be working with somebody who knows what they're doing on LinkedIn and making sure that they're sending the right message on your behalf.
Wonderful. And
are you there? You went mute.
Wonderful. Oops. Sorry, my microphone came undone there. Technical difficulties. and I have working, having a home office and the dog in the background. I am so sorry about that. So with LinkedIn, having that strategy, and that's kind of with those tools, with every platform, you know, there's these great tools that are out there. And then as soon as somebody abuses them, I mean, it takes all the fun out of it for all of us. But really, so you use the LinkedIn Sales Navigator. And then do you recommend like putting a strategy together for like your post, you know, the topics and like curated content and stuff as well?
So we don't typically do the posting, but we do encourage our clients to do it. Okay. So, and if they have posts and they don't have time to post them, they can always send them to us and we'll post on their behalf. But ideally what I typically tell them, again, you know, 2 posts a week, ideally they can go back to previous blog posts and repost those. And you can also recycle through your content. Only a certain percentage of people are going to see your content at any given time. So if you only have 10 articles on your blog, you've got 5 weeks of content, go back through and rotate it. There's nothing wrong with that. So you don't always have to have new content. It's just about staying relevant and staying in front of your prospects.
Okay. And Shannon, how can people connect with you online if they're interested in your services or want to learn more about what you do? Where can they find you?
So people can find me at upautomation.com. And right there, they'll be able to book a call. They'll be able to learn more about the services, learn more about me and what I do. Or they can send me an email at shannon@upautomation.com.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Shannon. I'm so excited about LinkedIn. And it's definitely kind of that hidden gem that people kind of underestimate with getting leads and really building their business, but it's a platform that can really elevate their business to the next level.
100%. I swear by it. We've done very, very well. The clients that we've worked with that really engage with the process and understand how we work have also done incredibly well.
Wonderful. Well, we will make sure that we have the links to the before and after grid and the LinkedIn Sales Navigator in the description below. And if you guys have any questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. And again, please connect with Shannon on LinkedIn. If you have any questions, check her out on her website. Thank you, everyone.